Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Cantle. I'm here sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world. I go around the world telling children stories about living and stories about other children. I have such a grand time visiting with the children around the world, sitting on their bedside table as their mommy and daddy prepare to say goodnight to them, and they hear what I have to say. I was visiting with a little girl and little boy, Joanne and Peter, and they come from a very luxurious family. Their mommy and daddy are very wealthy people, and they live in a big house, and they have servants, and they have people around them, giving them everything that they request. Well, Joanne and Peter are nice kids, but they sometimes forget. They sometimes forget that having everything that they could ever want is not always the best for them. Well, being children that are raised in a wealthy family, all sorts of goodies are always sitting around. There's candy bowls sitting out here, and there's dishes of candy sitting there, and there's cookies here, and there's treats here and there. Everywhere there are things. And their puppy is too fat because he gets too many treats. And now Joanne and Peter are putting on a little weight themselves. And Joanne and Peter were watching television one evening. And as they were watching television, they were seeing a show that the show was saying, "Are you eating what's good for you?" And Joanne and Peter said, "Let's turn to another station." And Peter says, "Well, just a minute once. Let's see what that's all about." Very inquisitive youngsters. They wanted to always know what's going on. They were had their nose in everything. And the station went on telling the story about how candy can be very beneficial to a person's health. But in a very small amount. And that when you eat candy in larger amounts, it ceases to be fun, it ceases to be tasty, and it starts to be something that you need. And pretty soon, your body says, "Hey, I don't need all this stuff. Well, we just keep it as fat. So we'll just add more fat to the body. And we'll keep it as hyper energy." And so Peter, who was very hyper-energetic anyhow, he was always running, jumping, doing things so quickly. And Joanne said, "Peter, slow down a little bit. Peter, be a little more gentle." And Peter says, "Well, I just feel like this. I feel like this." So Peter said, "Hey, you know, maybe eating all that candy is making me so hyper. The doctor says I was hyper. Because the doctor doesn't know what our house is like. But anyhow, Peter says, "I'm going to take the advice of this person, and I am going to eat less candy." And Joanne says, ho, Peter, the day you eat less candy will be really a wonderful day." And Peter says, "No, I don't like being a hyper person, and I'm getting a little chubby. I don't like that either." And Joanne says, "Well, I'm getting a little chubby too. I don't like that either. My beautiful dresses don't fit, and I got to go buy some more. I don't mind buying dresses, but I liked my shape when I was a pretty, slim, beautiful, fantastic girl." Now, Peter and Joanne were 8 and 9 years old, not terribly old, but, you know, ready to start thinking about things like that. So, that day, Peter said, "I'm going to just say, candy for me is off limits." And Joanne says, "You're going to stop cold turkey? You're going to stop eating altogether? Just from eating so much all the time until starving?" "Well, I think that that's the best way to do it. As I know if I take a little taste, I'm going to want more. That's the way I've always been. And it's just easier not to eat any at all." But Joanne said, "Well, if you can do that, I will do it too." And so Joanne and Peter both decided not to eat any more candy. Just cold turkey, no candy. And so from that day on, they ate no candy. Well, as the weeks passed, Joanne slimmed down to the weight that she thought girls her age should have, and Peter looked like a handsome young man, and he was no longer so hyperactive. Oh, he had a lot of energy. Oh, that's for sure. But he had it under control. And things went along just beautifully. Well, now, Peter and Joanne's mother and father didn't really notice what was happening because they never paid too much attention. If the kids were this or that, it didn't really matter too much. But the maids in the house, they said, "Peter, Joanne, what are you doing? You look marvelous. You used to be pudgy, and now you're so handsome and so beautiful. What are you doing?" Well, Peter and Joanne didn't want to let the secret out of the bag. They said, "Well, we're eating properly now. We're eating the foods that are good for us." "Oh, that's so wonderful. Well, Peter, can you see how pudgy I am?" the maid said. And Peter says, "No." "Well, I'm pudgy." And Peter says, "Oh." And she says, "And I don't know what causes it." Well, Peter says, "Do you like candy?" She says, "Oh, I love candy. I love candy. There's so much candy around this house. I can have a bite of candy every time I turn around." And Peter says, "Well, I decided I would go cold turkey and not eat any more candy, any more at all." And the maid said, "Really? You did that? You, a little boy, not having any guidance, you did that?" Peter says, "Hey, they grow kids smart these days, you know that? Ha, ha, ha." And so the maid says, "I guess so. Wow." And so the maid decided that she wouldn't eat any of the candy that was around the house. It was a temptation to her, because every time she was cleaning up or doing anything, she'd pick the glass top off the candy and take a piece or two and put it back. And now she didn't do that. Well, it wasn't long, and the maid, too, began to look just charming and beautiful. Now, Peter didn't tell her she looked fat, because that wasn't his place to say. But he just said, "That's what he does." Now, you know, we listen to television and we hear a lot of things on television. Some of the things that are good, some of the things that are not so good. And we have to be very selective. And Joanne and Peter, they were very selective. Joanne and Peter, they listened to things that were good for them. And they learned how to turn off the television when it talked about the bad things of the world, or when they talked about bad things at all. They just turned it off. And they turned down their music. And they just sat there reading their books and enjoying it. They learned to be master of themselves. Well, Peter's mother and father, Joanne's mother and father, were very wealthy. And you can be sure that as Peter and Joanne grow up, they will learn how to handle the wealth that they get from their parents in a beautiful, positive way, and they will be wealthy all of their lives because they know how to be in charge of themselves. It's kind of nice, huh? Wow! Peter and Joanne are just such happy children because they're in charge of their own life. Oh, be careful now. Here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it on you. And time to go to bed now. Slip in your mommy and daddy's arms and say, "Good night. I love you, I love you, I love you." Snuggle and huggle and kiss them and say, "Good night." And then slip under the covers and grab your teddy bear tight and say, "Good night." Whoa, there comes Mr. Sandman, sprinkling his sand, his pixie dust all over. For happy dreams and happy evening. So, my beloved, this is Mr. Candle. I will see you another time, and have a good night, have a good sleep, and remember, when you're in charge of your life, wow, you can do anything, just like Joanne and Peter. So, till I see you next time, remember Joanne and Peter, they're great, aren't they? I love you, I love you, I love you.